Magic 104, today's hits. Right now, I would like to welcome a very special guest to the Magic Morning Show. He's an Emmy Award-winning TV journalist, worked for CBS News, Good Morning America, NBC Sports, The Today Show, ESPN, National Geographic, and now he's going to be hosting a brand new show, First Responders Live, debuts June 12th, that's a Wednesday, 9 p.m. on Fox. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Elliott. Josh, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me, Gino. Really appreciate it.
This is very exciting. I've heard a lot of buzz about First Responders Live, but for those of us out there maybe haven't heard anything about it, let's set up the premise here on Fox. What are we looking forward to?
You know, it is as close, I think, to at least the title of the show as we can possibly get it. We're going to have producers and camera crews embedded with teams of firefighters and police officers and paramedics and EMTs all across the country. They are now. They will be every day. And Wednesday nights, we'll be able to be with them live as these folks are responding to all manners of calls that they receive. I'll be in Los Angeles, sort of traffic copping my way through it all. We want to make sure that, you know, again, you're seeing as much as you can. But, you know, the idea being that we really want to not just show you what these people do for a living, all things great and small, but also we really want to shine a light on the people themselves. We really want you know, our viewers to get to know the sorts of people who make these choices every day. It is a choice that I cannot imagine, and I'm hosting the show, and I'm still struck dumb by the courage and the fortitude that it takes to decide to do this for a living. So we really want to shine a light on these people who truly are everyday heroes living among us and keeping us safe and making our world a better, safer place. And so that's the endeavor. That's what we hope. Of course, it's live television as well, so who knows what we will see, but that's also part of the fun.
Is that what attracted you to the project so much, that live element?
It is. I mean, listen, when you can sit down in a network you know, pitch meeting and words like unprecedented get thrown around, I mean, there's not a whole lot that I think we haven't tried in this business at this time. But as a journalist, to be able to land in a place where we will be endeavoring to provide as journalistically thorough and accurate a portrait as we possibly can, but also understanding that, you know, they call journalism the rough draft of history, and that is certainly going to be true here. This is sort of the rough draft of it, of entertainment. We are to have the ability to be live. I mean, this is a show that we would not have been able to do technologically 5 or 10 years ago. And so to be able to do all of that right now is very exciting. It's a tightrope without a net, certainly. But again, you know, it's also quite something to say that the live television aspect, that's about as perhaps as scary for me as it might get.
Right.
But for all the people that we're featuring, you know, these are the people who hear from their loved ones on the way out the door every day. You know, just make sure you come home. And, Gino, I don't know about you, but I do not leave the house very often and hear my loved ones say that to me. And so, you know, apolitically, we're at a time right now where we need all the heroes we can get.
Mm-hmm.
And I can guarantee this, we will be delivering those each and every week. That is for sure.
That's excellent. And that's what I was going to ask you, actually. I'm hoping that that will be some of the highlight. As you know, of course, doing the news each day, there is sometimes a negative highlight, especially when it comes to the policing of areas and all of that. And I know there's so much that goes into it. So this is like a little bit of an insight on what they're actually battling on that day-to-day basis, and hope perhaps there'll be a little bit more of an understanding.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because that's important. I think, you know, there is a love for firefighters, say, in this country that knows no bounds, and certainly deservedly so. And the same, I think, can be said for paramedics and EMTs, whose jobs, I think, as much as people think they understand them still, to watch, you know, these mobile MASH units get set up is just something to behold in and of itself. But specifically to police officers, you know, you point that out, we're certainly at a time here where scrutiny on the police in this country is as acute, perhaps, as it's ever been, and in many ways, and for, you know, an untold number of reasons, that is certainly deserved as well. And I think it's very important, then, to the police officers that we are working with and the ones that I've had a chance to speak to as we prep this show, that we provide a look at, you know, all of the good folks who are out there protecting protecting and serving. All of the people who, when they put that badge on every day, are doing it to make their communities a better place. Again, there are, you know, it's not enough just to dismiss and say, oh, yeah, there are a few bad apples. I mean, as we've learned, there are more than a few. But certainly the folks that you're going to get to meet with us are not among them. And they are doing, again, work that oftentimes you just can't conceive of. And I'm personally very excited, very humbled by what they choose to do and by the opportunity to show that to everyone.
Yeah, sounds great. I'm excited as well. Cannot wait to tune in. Again, that's going to be Wednesday, June 12th, 9 p.m. We'll be Wednesdays on Fox at 9. One last note here. Josh, you're going to be working with the legendary producer Dick Wolf. Of course, we know him from Law & Order and many other great television shows. But like you've been saying, it's raw. This is live. It has to be a different element for you to work with Dick.
Oh, it is. And, you know, the one thing about Dick, if nothing else, certainly his track record shows you, when he feels it in his gut, he's often right. And I can say that from the second that Dick got involved, that that he and his production company were involved, you felt that rightness. You have felt it from him. And listen, professionally, it's an honor to be able to front a Dick Wolf production. So as long as the theme song perhaps can rise up the dum-dum, if we can get that, then we're going to be aces. But let me tell you, the fact that Dick Wolf is involved is A, no accident, and B, certainly something that's going to make us better.
Yep, truly exciting. We'll be tuning in. That's First Responders Live. Thank you, Josh. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us. Again, June 12th, 9 p.m. Fox. Josh will be hosting down in the studio. That's going to be adrenaline pumping, exciting television. We cannot wait for that. Josh, thanks again.
Thank you, Gino. Appreciate it.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.